Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Bigger than hip hop. Yeah. Back in the days, we used to get this money all type of ways. Things change, but we can't stop. Every boy and girl knows hip hop changed the world, but now it's bigger than hip hop. Back in the days, we used to get this money all type of ways. Things change, but we can't stop. Yeah. Every boy and girl knows hip hop changed the world, but now it's bigger than
hip hop. Radio.
Breakfast is over. You've been sleeping all day. I know you're hungry. Get you a plate. It's dinner time now.
One thing's for certain, two things for sure. Cut you, got you on the floor. Open your mind now, let's explore. What you think all the guests is for? It's not a game, we ain't playing. Baby doll, sing some more while I check the score. We here now.
What's up, it's Tariq Nasheed, chilling, and it's Bigger Than Hip Hop, right here in ATL.
Phone. Already told him not tonight. He ain't trying to hear no. Said he's fiending for another taste. Said he's on his way to my place. Pull up to the crib. My heart skips a beat. Right in front of my house. Dude is sitting in his jeans. As much as I want to be mad about it, I'm really feeling him now. How he's haunting me. This dude is sweating me. Cause I love it.
I don't wanna see how I get myself in this.
I know he watches me.
Everywhere I go. Yeah, when I'm at my job. When I leave my home.
I think he follows me.
Cause the love is good. I don't wanna see how I get myself in this.
Lately I've been feeling like this dude is stalking me. I'm about to play with this fool's head. I'm about to send this sexy text. I'm sitting in my bubble bath. Ooh, what it do? Touching on myself. Don't you wish that it was you? Instead of him texting back to me, I see him jump out the Jeep. Ooh, he's talking to me.
Good, everybody. Welcome to another edition of It's Bigger Than Hip Hop Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Hodges. You know where we are, those higher infinite power healing our people type conversations with brilliant black minds. And tonight, we're going to get it in, y'all. We got in the building, recording artist, rapper himself from Memphis, Tennessee, right here with us. Everybody say what's up to our people right here, y'all. What's good, fam? Trump Chef is in the building.
What up?
What up, Chuck?
Man, appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you for having me on, man.
We appreciate you, man.
Most definitely.
Had the opportunity to check out your music, man. I'm definitely feeling it, yo.
Hey, that's a blessing, man.
Definitely looking forward to getting it in sharing with the people about you and what you're doing.
Most definitely.
And let them hear your sound. So before we get started, we're going to kick off with that joint that I definitely was digging off the gate. She Fell in Love. Play that joint, Joe. That joint is hot.
Let's get it.
And we're going to come right back.
Already.
I got so much on my mind. I got too much to do, but ain't enough time. I put so much in my grind. I can't
be working for nothing. Gotta be working for something. Soon as she looked in my face, she fell in love with the money. Man, I be working for something. I can't be working for nothing. Soon as she looked in my face, she fell in love with the money. She fell in love with the money. She fell in love with the money. She see how we got all the way. She wanna fuck me for the money. She wanna fuck me for the money. She wanna fuck me for the money. Soon as she looked in my face, she gave it up for the money.
Make money flips, Malibu trips, you know where we at. We don't take no days out, but we get out, you know how we act. I just give you the facts, we don't play with them racks, you know we don't play. I wanna strap all of my fashion, you know I keep that shit on me every day. I just give you the way. Girl, follow a nigga, cause I got the moves. What's the use if it cannot be used? Why present if you cannot produce? Man, this girl watching me like the news. I know she feeling me like a masseuse. And I salute cause she know how to choose. But bitch, I play dirty, I don't play by the rules. But I swear,
I got so much on my mind. I got too much to do, but ain't enough time. I put so much in my grind. I can't
be working for nothing. Gotta be working for something. Soon as she looked in my face, she fell in love with the money. Man, I be working for something. I can't be working for nothing. Soon as she looked in my face, she fell in love with the money. She fell in love with the money. She fell in love with the money. She see how we got all the way. She wanna fuck me for the money. She wanna fuck me for the money. She wanna fuck me for the money. Soon as she looked in my face, she gave it up for the money.
I make a way in the city. Bitch, I get paid in the city. You can't be brave in the city. Niggas gon' kill it, ain't safe in the city. You coming for me, then I'm taking you with me, I swear. Don't think that I ain't about that action. My killers got your name on bit like an auction. And if I say go, then you will get selected, I swear. Every nigga shit I perfected. Got so many bitches, I made a collection. Smelling new money, man, it's so refreshing. If you ain't about money, then bitch, you can exit. On top of the world, I'm confessing my blessings. I look at success and I see my reflection. I beat up the beat, I got plenty aggression. That pussy ain't wet, I can't fuck no exception. I got the perfect suggestion. Girl, let's get drunk and get messy.
I thought you had that all tightened up. Yeah, what's good, everybody? Y'all hear that right there. Yo, that joint is fly, yo. I'm digging
that
right
there. Thank you so
much,
man. I appreciate that.
Talk about what it took, you know, like, which, you know, where that came from, the inspiration for that joint.
Man, you know, honestly, at the time, I wanted to really be out the box and show that I could do more than, like, my creativity level. I wanted to be able to do mixed singing side with the, mm-hmm. with the rapping side. And I was like, I knew I was capable of it, but I was like, I wanted to do that on the record and mm-hmm. show that, you know, all the way to the world, you know, that I could really be diverse like that. And then I wanted a message that I feel like everybody can relate to that was pretty creative. So that's why I was like, she fell in love with the money, because, you know, you can almost be taken as like, I was trying to do it from two perspectives, where she's mm-hmm. looking at me like the money, like mm-hmm. I'm money, mm-hmm. you know, like she fell in love with me. And I know, you know, all those, you know, guys, we take that serious, how we carry ourselves. No doubt. We treat ourselves like money, because we have to get that. And then at the same time, I wanted to be in the perspective is, you know, she, man, women love money, man. So you got to have some money to get a good one, you know, have a good woman. You really know you about doing something out here. So
No doubt. So talk about that name, Trub, man. What that name represents to you and what it's all about, man.
Man, Trub represents, break down the acronym, T.R.U.B, and that stands for truth, real, unique, and blessed. And really all me, you know, I tell the truth. I just keep it, you know, being myself, and then I always keep it real, you know, within the same substance. And then just being unique, I feel like, you know, I've always had a unique sound just because of the way I, you know, I've always traveled a lot. So mm-hmm. I've seen different cultures and mm-hmm. been so many places since I was a kid. So I always seen a lot of different stuff. Then being through the tough environment, I came up in Memphis. So it just made me unique and then blessed, man. I'm still here. I woke up this morning, I'm blessed.
No doubt. Talk about that environment. Yeah. Memphis, Tennessee keeps it on the map over
man,
there.
Yeah.
So how did that not get involved in your lyrics? Your lyrics is definitely not coming from the streets, all that nonsense.
No,
you come on some smooth, refreshing sound.
Yeah,
How did you kind of avoid, you know, with all of that that's going on out there?
Man, you know what's crazy? I grew up, you know, on a hardcore. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's my life. You know, but I knew where I wanted to go, because as an artist, you got to know what kind of artist you're trying to target and where you want to be. And I knew that, you know, I always wanted to be a little bit more crossover, mm-hmm. because I just like that lane better for me. And I've always been my engineer, because at the time when I was, you know, first started recording, my engineer's name was Enigma. He was with Rap-A-Lot. Mm-hmm. And so I used to see Bun and Scarface and them come through the studio a lot. So they was spending a lot of diverse stuff. So being around that and then that kind of rubbing off on me. And then, you know, he's done a lot of rock music and, you know, being around him like Casso. And I love rock music a lot. So I knew that I wanted to be a little bit different than more than just the street sound. I wanted to take it a little bit more further.
And you definitely accomplished that, man. I'm digging
that.
In. It's refreshing. It's nice to know that not everybody coming in the game trying to do the same thing.
Yeah.
You're listening to It's Bigger Than Hip Hop. In the building with us is superstar rapper himself, Trub Chef. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
And blessings. This is Mama Soul. Breakfast is over and it is dinner time now. Every Friday, live on iHeartRadio. It's Bigger Than Hip Hop. Peace.
Hey, this is Roxanne Shanté, and I just want you to know it's Bigger Than Hip Hop. So stay tuned.
Check it.
What's up? This is Damian Crazy Legs Hall, co-owner of WWRN Radio. Keep us locked 24/7 and enjoy our classic hip hop and R&B station.
Oh, yeah, baby. It ain't over.
Don't touch that dial, baby.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Selena Johnson, and breakfast is over. It's dinner time now, baby. Every Friday, live on iHeartRadio. It's Bigger Than Hip Hop Radio.
All right, and we back in the building, as I said, this rap recording artist, Trub Chef, in here to talk about them joints. She Fell in Love. If y'all missed it, y'all better go check it out over there on YouTube.
Yeah.
Let them know where they can find you at.
Man, everywhere, Trub Chef. I keep it simple, you know, Trub Chef. No dots, my bad. Everything is one word, Trub Chef, right together. You can find me everywhere. My website is up too. You can go sign up for free. Ain't no charge, ain't nothing. Go on there free. You can get all the music, get free merch when we, you know, I got a lot of merch coming out, a lot of mm-hmm. stuff like that. So, definitely, man. Trub Chef.
No doubt.
Find me everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, everything.
I saw something on your website. Hey, everybody, what's up?
Yeah.
How you doing? Kia Jeffries in the building. I saw something on your website where you have a Trub Club.
So
you got like people that's rapping to your joints and
Did
you ever find any people on there that you wanted to do any features with?
You know what? Honestly, it was an artist on there. His name is shout out Travi, man. He's doing his thing. He's actually an artist that I like. I forgot what part of Georgia he's in, but he's a great artist, man, that I seen, and he was singing my song, and I was, when I actually heard his stuff and seen the movement he got, because it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was like, man, I said, that's crazy. You know, he rocking with me like that. So, and just, and then Swamp Izzo, man, you know, I mean, that was like the, when he did that, I was like, all right.
No doubt.
I was happy to see that. That was real cute.
Congratulations on all them dope collaborations, man.
Yeah, man.
Bruno Mars, Future, Gorilla Zoe, Plies.
Yeah, man.
Talk about it, man. Like, what was the most memorable performance you could think to date, rocking out with all these superstars?
Man, I'm going to tell you my favorite one ever. And I'm coming back, Ocean City. I'm coming back. Ocean City, Maryland, man. I had a show down there with T-Pain and Bow Wow, man.
Right.
And that was amazing, man. I mean, That was probably my favorite show I've ever done, just because of the energy. And I know a lot of people, they pass through Ocean City, and they come through there. But, you know, but the way, you know, just the way they had it set up that day, it was a beautiful day. Just the whole, but just the people, man, they so receptive to hip hop. They love it. They give you that energy. Even if it's a record they don't know, they show you a lot of love. So I love them to death. And one dude, I never forget, he came over to me, and because my idol is Lil Wayne. So he came over to me. He said, man, I got a poster of Lil Wayne. I got a poster of Snoop. He said, man, I'm going to put your poster right there. I was like, dude. That's I love gangsta. Y'all, man. <That's> yeah. So, yeah, that was that. Shout out Ocean City, Maryland, man.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I had a question. What is... How did your childhood influence you today in your life as well as in your music?
Man, you know what? I would say traveling and then also to sports, you know. That's the biggest thing for me, you know. I went through a lot of stuff as I got in high school, you know, street stuff that made me, you know, knowing how to make it, you know, just to survive any kind of obstacle. Okay. But from my childhood, I would say sports, because it taught me how to be a leader. You know what I mean? Like I was a basketball player. I was a basketball star, and you know, I mean, when I was little, like I used to go to the lane with my eyes closed. My dad was like, you gotta play football. So I used to play football. They used to knock me over, bust my nose, everything. So, they just, you know, then, you know, I was a point guard. So that leadership taught me now how to lead my team and know how to guide them in the right direction. So I would say that in those experiences. And then, like I said, traveling, because I'm originally born in Alexandria, Virginia. Okay. So I moved to Arkansas because my family didn't have enough money to move to Memphis. Then I came to Memphis. Okay. And then from there, raised up in there. So.
No doubt. No doubt.
Well, that's what's up.
No doubt.
So what about the yin yang? What is that?
You don't know.
You don't know.
Let's
chat. What's up, man?
I didn't understand what you were saying for a long time. Yeah. Then I saw it when I was looking at your YouTube. And then I saw it was like written out.
Yeah,
say what
know.
Is it now?
Yeah, you ain't know. You ain't know. Yeah,
you ain't know.
Yeah, you can say it like that. Yeah, I'm gonna make it proper. You ain't know. Yeah, you ain't know. Yeah.
I was like, what is he saying?
You
like
yeah.
Ying yang.
Y'all
got the song is rocking.
Man, thank you so much, man. Top. Yeah.
We gonna give him that.
That was actually a saying that was in Memphis, like I said, shout out my girl Lil Chat, man. She but that was a saying a long time ago, and my uncle, you know, Project Pat is like my uncle.
Okay.
He taught me so much about the game, but he had the song Chicken Head, and you ain't know, was, you know, Lil Chad was on a song with him, and you ain't know was like a popular saying in Memphis, and I was like, man, we gotta bring that back. I hit up on the ground too. I said I'm bringing that back. I don't care what you talking about.
Y'all don't talk it up. Shout out to This Is 50 for giving you the artist to definitely keep an eye on for that joint.
Man,
top
shout out
to
man. Shout out This Is 50, man. It's a blessing, man. I you know, when you seeing that process of getting like that and people showing you love, man, I'm just too grateful, you know.
No doubt.
I've been through enough and that humble cut in me, so.
How long you been in the game?
Man, I would say, man, I've been pushing, really, I've been doing this since I was, you know, 12. And 15, I started taking it serious. 2010, I started really getting some looks at from the industry, and therefore, and then, you know, from there, I flew to New York, Universal SRC, Steve Rifkin, shout out Steve, he flew me down there, and they told me some stuff that I needed to work on in order to get the situation I wanted to be. So from there, I went to LA, did a lot of recording, shout out Bram, and I was over there doing a lot of recording at Snoop Studio, and I met DJ Quick, and they just gave me like a lot of beats, and I was doing a lot of recording, and then from there, I went on a Dub Car Show tour. I moved down here to Atlanta, and then from there, I just learned how to, you know, that's why I met, you know, with Future and Plies. I was performing with these guys. Monster Energy Drink was sponsoring me, so I was learning how to sign autographs, talk to people, because you got to go through them steps if you want to be a superstar. It just depends, you know, just like I said, it's all about where you want to be.
Yeah, talk about that artist development. A lot of these cats don't know nothing about. Talk about that process.
Artist development, man, it's a serious, serious process, man. You can't just jump into this business thinking that, you know, it's something that you could just overnight it and then you automatically got it. You got to go through the process and steps. And, you know, every artist, you know, I want to preach that to every artist that, you know, it's good. You know, take those steps. Take that take that constructive criticism. Take those things to learn to better yourself, knowing how to talk to the media, knowing how to carry yourself on the road, you know, knowing what a writer is, you know, knowing how to get your money, knowing how to deal with promoters, not letting your manager – you know, control everything, knowing what they're doing, watching, knowing what they're doing, what your lawyer's doing, what kind of paperwork you signing.
Say that.
Like, knowing all those things. So, mm-hmm. you know, you better take care of your family and you won't get messed up and you won't be looking up like, oh, man. You know, you won't have to skip nothing. You know, you understand every step. And then also, too, from the stage, you know, performing this series, you got to know, you know, how to carry yourself on that stage, you know what I mean? And how to carry yourself around other celebrities because they know what's up. You know, they can feel that vibe off you, you know, if you really got it. You know, if you really know what you're doing or you somebody that was just throwing up there trying to get a check.
No doubt. Now, that's real right there.
Yeah.
That's real. So, and all, when you performing, like, talk about that experience for yourself because, again, you know, it's not nothing a lot of people can imagine being in front of so many people. What's that like for you?
Man, it's an adrenaline rush. You know, I pray before I go out, you know, every time and, you know, and thank God for getting the opportunity to do it. But it's an adrenaline rush. And the biggest thing, I like to feed on the people. You know, I like to make sure that they are enjoying me and what I'm coming. I want to give them a lot of energy. And that's to be the biggest thing, to bring that energy, because I know if I give them that, they're going to give that back to me. And then I know if they feel down in any way, I know what to say to pick somebody up, because I'm always looking at faces. I'm looking at everybody's faces, as many faces I can. And I'm trying to see, you know, who vibe or who that is. If you bob your head, I want to see who can get their hands up in the air the fastest and make them enjoy themselves. And also, too, we like to throw out T-shirts and stuff like that to make people know, you know, the product and stuff like that. And you part of Shrub Nation, you part of family. So that's the biggest thing.
So this is your second album that you released, Genesis.
Yeah,
Genesis.
Genesis. It's crazy because I take so much class into put my projects together, and Genesis is actually a playlist for us. But people feel, you know, it's gonna feel like an album because of the kind of work, you know, I put into it. And Armageddon was my first mixtape. Yeah, it's like a more like an EP, a playlist.
Okay,
but
EP.
I call it a playlist because it's like a different variety of songs that I'm just giving to the people for them to kind of cherry pick through and see what you enjoy. And I've been wanting to do that for a minute, and because I was kind of dialed in on singles for a minute, but then I just came back from New York and I was down there with Republic, and they was like, hey man, look, you know, give them a bulk of records, bro.
Okay.
You know?
So what's give them a bulk difference of between that and your first project? That was more of an album.
Yeah, Armageddon was actually a mixtape for me.
Okay.
For this one, I would say the difference is on this one, I went through a little bit more in terms of the steps with the business-wise and making sure that everything is cleared and okay, and then
so
looking at certain things,
like more,
it's a little bit down.
Records,
yeah,
and
more original records.
You got them cleared.
Yeah,
and
stuff like that.
So
and then for the iTunes and for that, because Armageddon, I just do it for live mixtape.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's more official and then that. But you know, if you know, I want people to make it. I want it to feel like an album to them. You know, but I'm actually. Me and Swamp actually finna drop a mixtape before it come out called The Appetizer 2.
Nice.
So we actually finna do that because I just want to give people as much content as possible, and I want them to get a lot of trub this year. I don't want to short end people on nothing. I want them to have fun, you know, and just get a lot of music this year. I want to flow it as much as I can.
Where you performing at? Anywhere you performing coming up?
Yeah, I actually got with a new booking agent, new booking agency. I got a couple shows coming up. I know the next one I got coming up, I know was in L.A. Mm-hmm. So we'll be announcing that day pretty soon. We just got with Spotify to be able to shift to where they can show anybody follow me on there. They can see exactly where I'm performing at. But I know I'll be in L.A. real soon, and I got some shows coming up down here in Atlanta.
Talk about that creative zone and that process and what's that like for you.
Man, in the studio, I you know what I'm saying, I make sure I got my lemon in my tea, and then I make sure that I got some Sade, so or some Jill Scott. I got, you know, and I play that and I vibe out. I don't have people in the studio. I know, right? I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
So I don't, man, I don't have people in the studio. It just be me and my engineer. You know, because I be in a different world. I like to zone out. You know, I don't smoke or nothing like that. You know, I don't be drinking or nothing. I be just mellow, and I dive right into the music. I dive in, and because I take it so serious. I'm my hardest critic, you know. And, you know, I watch every word, everything. You know, I could do a whole song, and he'd be like, man, it's good. But he'd be so mad, because I'd be like, man, let's do it again. You know, man. And I take my time with it, and I just take it very serious. But it just be me and, you know, some good vibe and music, and then I get to focus in on whatever, you know, whatever is going on in that moment.
No doubt. Now, talk about and introduce that joint, Top.
Hey, man. Hey, you already know, man. It's Trub, a.k.a. the Iron Chef, man, right here. And this is my new single, Top. We going in.
Marcus Brandon likes it. Brand new with the drop, whipping up the lot. Yeah, I'm headed to the top. I bet you ain't know. Got nothing for the ops, ignoring all the thoughts. Yeah, I'm headed to the top. I bet you ain't know. Brand new with the drop, whipping up the lot. Yeah, I'm headed to the top. I bet you ain't know. Got nothing for the ops, ignoring all the thoughts. Yeah, I'm headed to the top. I bet you ain't know. It's real as it seems. Living out my dreams, cooling with my team. Yeah, you ain't know. Got things with the beams. We gon' get it by any means. You want us to make a scene, so please leave us alone. I need mine off the top, yeah. Bezel on the watch, yeah. These women like to watch, yeah. You know it's time. We come here to win or lose. Can't keep track of all our moves, cause the only time we move is when we see the money. Bending on the block, yeah. Nothing for the ops, yeah. You know how we rock, yeah. Here we go. Real hustles never snooze. I'm all in, got nothing to prove. They come walk a day in my shoes. Step into my whip like, yes, I'm brand new with the drop. Whipping up the lot, yeah. I'm headed to the top. I bet you ain't know. Got nothing for the ops. Ignoring all the thoughts, yeah. I'm headed to the top. I bet you ain't know. Brand new with the drop, whipping up the lot. Yeah, I'm headed to the top. I bet you ain't know. Got nothing for the ops, ignoring all the thoughts. Yeah, I'm headed to the top. I bet you ain't know. Hit up in the sky, make you wonder why am I so fly? Going action. Ain't gotta lie. She say ain't gotta try. Then she look me in my eyes and said I'm what she want. Show me what you got. Yeah, money I wanna lie. Yeah, I'm fresh about the pot. Yeah, I'm hot as fuck. If you're lost, then why decide? I'ma put some on your mind. Girl, I'm working overtime. Watch me double up. Throw a party on the roof. Got some women in the new. Drinking someone 80 proof. About to drop it low. Man, this shop don't never close. I got some for all these pros. I'm the one the people chose. So I stepped into this rich life. Brand new with the drop. Whipping up the lot. Yeah, I'm headed to the top. I bet you ain't know. Got nothing for the ops. Ignoring all the thoughts. Yeah, I'm headed to the top. I bet you ain't know. Brand new with the drop, whipping up the lot. Yeah, I'm headed to the top. I bet you ain't know. Got nothing for the ops, ignoring all the thoughts. Yeah, I'm headed to the top. I bet you ain't know.
Now back to our show with Jeff Holdridge and Kia Jeffries.
What's good, everybody? Hey, yo, that joint there rot out,
man,
yo.
Thank you so much.
I'm digging that.
Man, thank you so much.
I can drive to that. I can dance.
No doubt.
That's a feeling.
Who worked on that with you? Who the producers? Who did that joint to make it come off like that?
Man, Marcus Brandon. He's the mastermind. Mm. That's my brother. We built a sound together ever since we met in 2012.
Okay.
And we worked all these years to build a sound that... we knew that we could, you know, we developed it, you know, that we knew that, you know, could one day attack the world and leave a mark. So, we built that for a long time. And he's the guy, he did it all by himself. He's a one-man mastermind. He produced the whole Genesis project as well. Mm-hmm. Probably got like two other producers from Seattle, mm-hmm. and then another producer, but he still had his hands, you know, in on it. So Marcus is just, he's ridiculous, but he did that. Then, you know, I come up with the creativity, put the whole words together, you know, I write all my songs and, you know, and do that. So I like this. I'm a real writer, so I put that together.
Dope. Let me ask you a crazy question.
Yeah.
Do you have like a 5-year plan or any, like, do you have a plan that you work in, or how you approaching it?
Yeah, most definitely. My 5-year plan is really, to be honest, is to get as established as I can, you know, for myself in the business to where I want to be. I set a high goal for myself and get established, and then that's the first thing. And then my second thing is to make sure that my team is very well put together and as everybody's around me that works with me, because I don't say people work for me, mm-hmm. work with me, is comfortable and is successful. And then on top of that, I want to make sure, you know, the biggest thing, like I said, my family, my mom is doing what she want to do. My dad is doing what they want to do. I got to make sure, you know, I want to definitely make sure they fine. And then the fourth thing is give the fans, make sure that they understand that I'm in this for the long haul. And that's my biggest thing. And then the fifth thing is accomplish everything that I can out of the business, every award. Just okay. I want to grab everything that it can offer. You know, you got one life to live, so I want to live it up and grab everything I can offer.
No doubt. Describe your lane. Like, you definitely in your own lane in your sound. Describe that to the people.
Man, my lane is honestly, I would say it's a very unique lane. It has this. It's basically, man, it's a good question, because I would say I have a diverse lane, mm-hmm. Very creative, out the box, very theatrical mm-hmm. Lane, because I love movies.
Okay.
So my whole thing is I like to blend that together, mm-hmm. And then also to what I represent, and certain things that I like and that represent me, especially when, because I, you know, if you see. People see certain things with me, like you see my brand, my logo brand. It has a skull with the Nile, shrub. Mm-hmm. That was done in Europe, and so I, you know, I think out the box. So like I said, it's a very diverse, and that's why I went to Europe to get the mm-hmm. get my logo done. And basically, the skull represents pain. It keeps the things that, when I see the skull, for me, it represents the things that I went through, like mm-hmm. certain things that happened to me in my life, getting robbed, certain things that happened to me in my life, and those things remind me and keep me humble and make sure that mm-hmm. I understand where I come from. So that's what it's called, and I want people to understand the representation of me. So, and that's my lane. And then just being, never going out of character, staying within myself, mm-hmm. and that's the biggest thing. So my lane is really being yourself. I'm a fun guy. My music, I do fun punchlines and fun things. I never talk about something that I ain't done. If it's something I don't know, you know, or anything like that, I always keep it real and I just stay in my lane, and people always respect me for that.
No doubt. Yeah. Definitely when sitting down with MC Light and we talked about how people got those characters and they fall off.
Yeah.
You know, you can't hold that on to. Yeah, so man. That's really refreshing to know that you definitely keep it 100.
That's it. That's going to carry you far.
What record right now is your joint right now? Like, if you, like when you out and about or when you driving, it's like, what's your joint? Give it to me.
Man, my joint right now. Guess
maybe your top three, maybe.
My top three?
Yeah.
I would honestly say off of Genesis Project. This coming?
I'm talking about period.
Oh man, I'm a big fan.
Right now.
Oh man, right my now. Jams. Ooh, that's, I like that. My jams. Straight up Nipsey Hussle, Racks in the Middle.
Okay.
I'm banging that 24/7. Okay. And then I would honestly say, man, T.Y. Dolla Sign just did this crazy song. I can't stop listening to it. It's called This Time. It's off the Empire soundtrack.
You know, I love him.
Yeah, man. That song is ridiculous. T.Y. is like, I'm a big fan of T.Y. So I would say This Time. Mm. And then I would say the other record that I really be going crazy on. Man, it's everything Lil Wayne, man. It's not even so specific.
I was wondering. Yeah.
Everything. I'm still playing. I play every song. Like, it don't matter. Like, I'm playing everything. So anything he got, I'm playing.
Definitely rest in peace to Nipsey.
Yeah, man. R.P. Nipsey, man.
With the untimely demise of Nipsey and as an artist, how does that make you want to approach the game, seeing how much impact he has had?
Man, it's so inspiring, man. Cause I still love it. It amazed me so much how many fans here, and I love it because I'm like, man, that's amazing. Cause I've been a Nipsey fan before, you know, mm-hmm. for a long time. You know, back when he was, you know, when he had the, you know, Join Nipsey Hussle, Jake. Check Me Out, when he had that, you know, and all that stuff back with them drama mixtapes. So, you know, but just to see, the impact he did, and then see his untimely demise, it definitely teaches you that, you know, you definitely want to help and inspire, you know, and show people, you know, the right thing, but at the same time, you know, be careful on, you know, how you move, mm-hmm. because you know, it's a lot of people that want to see your demise because of the fact that you are doing it, because positivity brings on enemies, you know, mm-hmm. because a lot of people, when you're in a position, a certain position, and You know, and then, because you got to understand, when you, and the thing I be you know, when I tell some artists, especially young artists coming up, mm-hmm. when you get in a high position as an artist and you're like, man, I'm, you know, and you make it, and you the one, you know, you made it out, you know, out of the bunch. You know, man, some people, man, when it gets to that point to where they question God, mm-hmm. why me, why I ain't get that, why he got it, mm-hmm. that's a powerful thing, man. You got to be, and it could be your closest friends and people you grew up with, because they, you know, and those people, and then that's the thing you got to be careful about. Yeah. So, and the biggest thing I say with that, keep your circle small. Watch how you move, especially going home. Watch how you move, man. And if you do that, you know, and then, you know, always know that doing the right thing, you know, will inspire more than doing the wrong thing.
You know, history pieces self. We talk about how you just described being his left-hand man, took him out.
Yeah,
you know, that's basically the same thing happened to Big L in a sense. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's
exactly.
Like it's always that person close to you. So,
yeah, Doe B too, man. Yeah. It was crazy. You know, Doe had a similar thing like that. You know, I from what I heard, it was somebody that he knew. You know, it was close to him.
Right.
And he was at home.
Right.
You know, that's crazy. That's a spot that he always go to.
Right.
With his girl. That's crazy. You know what I mean?
Gotta be safe in the streets.
Yeah.
No doubt. So talk about, like, what you want the people to know before you pull up out of here, like what you're doing. Give them the jewels, man. Give them a jewel.
Hey, man, look. Hey, I'm telling you right here, top video. I just got the word today, you know, from Sony and my PR, man. It's dropping next week, so y'all be looking out. I'm talking 17, you know what I mean? I can say it now. I'm happy. So the top video from the drop. Also too, we got another video from the drop also run. It's called Running Things. Mm-hmm. That's coming after that. And then, be looking out, man. The new mixtape coming, the appetizer too, you know, with, shout out Hood Rich, Swamp Izzo. We doing that thing right there. We giving that before the Genesis Project. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be crazy. You know, it's a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. I was in a different zone, when I did Genesis Project. I put my mentally, the place I was in is the best lyrical performance and best performance I've ever done in my life. And it rubbed right over into that tape. And I wasn't even trying to do that. I was just trying to give a couple bars to the tape. I wasn't trying to go like that. And it ended up turning out like that, man. So it was just a blessing, man. I pray about it every day. But Appetizer 2, man, Genesis Project is coming. New videos, top Running Things. And then after that, it's going to be more and more videos, man. And then, trust me, fourth quarter, I got a song called Work. Y'all be looking out, man. It's called That Work, man. For all the girls. Okay. You want to dance?
Okay.
I'm going to make you dance like you know.
All right. All right.
Dance
for
your life.
You're going to be
looking
for that.
Yeah, yeah. Fourth quarter.
All right. No give doubt. Me your social media again.
Yeah. Hey, social media. You can find me everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, my website, Facebook, everything. At Trub Chef. That's at TRUBCHEF. Trub Chef. I call myself the chef because I take my music serious just like a chef. Texas is going made meal, so that's it. Trouble,
yeah, I'm glad we got all that out the way. I found out we got some more time, so we about to find out a little more about your little hip hop history.
Yeah.
So you say that you've been in all these other cities. Is Memphis where you rep? Is that your home that you rep?
Man, you know what? Yeah, I claim Memphis. You know, to the day I die. But you know, at the end of the day, I remain neutral. I really don't rep too much because I want to seem as universal and diverse. I want people to be like,
I mean, when you say you going home.
Oh, Memphis. Yeah, Memphis. Okay. Yeah. Don't beat me up, y'all.
No, I'm just asking.
No, I'm talking about Memphis.
Since you moved around, like, what makes Memphis home? Is that where the parents are? That's where the family's at? It's like, what?
Oh, yeah. My family's there. My whole family. All my friends there. Mm-hmm. You know, I got a lot of friends there. I got a lot of friends in Cali. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
But, because I lived there for 2 years. So, my Cali love is crazy, man. Shout out Drew. But Memphis is definitely home for me. You know, my grandmama here.
So who are you? Who is the biggest people that are inspiring you right now today? Like, who gets you motivated? Like, what you know? What goes on that you know gets you hyped? Like, you'd be like, okay, I'm ready. Like,
right.
I need to talk about
man, from like an artist or just period.
Both. Artist and just you know, just keep
honestly, artist wise, honestly, I would say Drake, man, you know, because I know some of Drake's people, and then just when I see the moves that he make and then the things he's accomplishing, mm-hmm. that gets me so hyped because, you know, I'm not one of those guys look at, man, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I be like, man, it can't be done. Mm-hmm. Not it can be. It can be done. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, just seeing like just how he just won 27 Billboard Awards. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can do that. It's possible. You know? Yeah. So that stuff hypes me up. And then at the same time, in terms of what gets me outside of that is when I see a fan or love like what y'all giving me, that stuff gets me super hype. You know, just when y'all invited me up here, I'm like, it's bigger than hip hop. I said, boy, I'm coming up to that big hip hop radio. That gets me hype and it made me want to just work hard. So okay. That I love that, man. Any kind of love, it could be from one person, man, that gets me hype and motivated to keep going on.
That's what's up.
Yep.
Now, you know, there's a lot of talk about hip hop and how, you know, the sound, the direction, and who's who and what's what.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on hip hop today?
Man, honestly, I think hip hop is in a great place because it's the number one most, you know, searched for genre out mm-hmm. of all the genres. And then, you know, just the years it took to get like that, mm-hmm. you know, hip hop is just crazy. The people I see enjoying hip hop, you know, different cultures, and mm-hmm. I saw the most Asian dude in the world. And I saw him riding, and this man was banging probably the most gangster song I've heard from Project Pat mm-hmm. and 3-6 Mafia. It was actually a 3-6 Mafia song. And I'm like, dang, mm-hmm. you know, I'm like, man, that's crazy. You know, and just seeing that, and then seeing even how records like this new record, shout out to Lil Nas X with that Old Town Road, how they blended country like that rap.
Yeah.
So just seeing the impact. Man, that's crazy. So when you see stuff like that, I think hip hop's in a good place. I still believe that, you're still waiting for the guys that have a different cut to them in terms of lyrical. So, and in terms of what they bring. So you still got your heavyweights that you got to target because there's so many rappers now. So, you know, it's more competitive now than it ever been because, you know, to be a great one. You gotta be a certain type of dude in order to get there.
That's so. right in the lane I want to go. Perfect segue.
Yeah, you gotta be a great one.
Top five and why?
Man, my top five artists. Good one.
Of all time?
Man, I'm gonna go. Definitely gotta go. I'm gonna go with the Pac, Big, Jay, Eminem.
Okay.
One man, four.
Yep.
Yeah, and Wayne. For me.
Now, what is it? Is it so much about their stage presence, their lyricism? What is it about them that you say that's your top five?
Man, honestly, I would say because of definitely their lyricism, what they bring, the message,
mm-hmm.
and how they did it, the creativity. Because I was such a kid, I got on Big late. Mm-hmm. But when I got put on him, it was like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? This dude, you know, I know he did Cole, you know what I'm saying? But because I grew up on, I was on Pac like crazy, you know, mm-hmm. he was one of the dudes that inspired me to rap.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's always in my top five. And then when you say Eminem, just because what he does creativity wise,
mm-hmm.
it just blows my mind. And for him to be in the business as long as he's been in it,
mm-hmm.
and to still be a mastermind of what he is, because to evolve per generation like that and be able to keep up lyrically of what's going on, because a lot of guys that even from an older era, you know, you can hear the timing still mm-hmm. feels like that era.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas those guys, when you look at Eminem, Wayne, those guys been there 20 plus years, it's amazing to see how they've grown. Even Jay,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to see how he grown like that. And just turn into, you know, be able to blend in with each generation like that and don't develop even at 40, 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That just blows my mind. So, and that would be his thing. Then for Wayne, when he came down to the Roxy, Swamp took me up there to see him because I was, you know, I never seen him perform before. And I ain't never met him or nothing. You know, right. I never seen him. And I went up there and that was the greatest performance I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of, mm-hmm. you know, performances. I performed with a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the greatest performance I've ever seen, witnessed. Period per artist. I've seen Justin Timberlake when he was in Memphis because he's from Memphis. Mm-hmm. I seen you know Janet Jackson. I seen mm-hmm. all, but Wayne, that was the greatest performance I ever seen. Witness, you know, it was amazing. And that,
what made it amazing?
His energy, the way the biggest thing was the energy was amazing because mm-hmm. he knew when to pace himself.
Okay.
He knew when to go hard, when to take it down. But the biggest thing that got me that I wasn't doing that he taught me was the way he was talking to the crowd. He interacted with them. He made it feel so personal. Mm-hmm. He was talking to them about what happened last night with him and the girl in the hotel. And he was like, I want to tell y'all a story. He was talking to them in between cuts. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And they felt so personal. It felt mm-hmm. so personal. Yeah. And I know it did because I'm another artist. Yeah. And I'm like, Jesus. I'm like, this man is telling. And he like, man, I don't got like this much on my debit card. Like he was saying stuff like that. And it was like, and I'm like, man, and I see why they love him like that. And I was like, because he has died hard because he's been selling, you know, a million. When you have that kind of core fan base, you know, I want to get to the understanding why. Right. So I was like, that's why. I said, because they feel personal mm-hmm. to him. When you go to a Wayne show, you really, you know, he brings you all the way in more so than just performing.
Yeah.
And that's what made it the greatest to me, because I ain't never seen nobody do that.
I think that's what's similar about all the people you named.
They made it feel personal.
You all felt, you know, you was with Big when he was, you know, underneath his mama window.
Exactly.
Selling crack rock. Trying to get his
they brought you to their life. You know what I mean?
You got it. You know, you definitely, you know. Definitely. So
it was personal.
I guess that's what makes them great.
Yeah. That was amazing.
I got a crazy off the wall question for you.
All right.
If whether you're a gadget person or not, what gadgets are you into right now? Because you know we're in such a technical world right now.
Yeah.
What gadgets are you into?
Man, of course, you know, it's like the phone is almost like a heart now.
That,
you know,
that ain't a gadget, right? That's part of our bodies.
Yeah, that's
now
like part of our
point.
Bodies.
So yeah, give me
honestly, like you know, Bluetooth speakers. I got a big one I carry around in my backpack every day. And then
the
I'm always I got Beats. I got like two Alexas in
you
my
do.
Crib. I got speakers all over my crib. Like I'm into a lot of gadgets. Like
what
I got
made
a speaker.
You get the Alexa? Talk
Man,
about that.
The Alexa because honestly, I'm a big fan of Iron Man, so I was always wanted to be as close as I could to be like that. To be able to talk to somebody when you talk to Jarvis.
Okay.
So I was like, man, I always wanted to, so I like the way Alexa communicate.
Okay.
So I was cool with that. And then like I said, I put speakers all over I got a speaker in my kitchen. I got when I'm eating, I got a speaker in my bathroom, I got a speaker
Bluetooth,
in my shower, I got speakers everywhere.
So
everywhere I go. I like that. I have my music everywhere I go. So that'd be the biggest thing. But I love Alexa though, yeah.
that's
why Iron Man.
Now you definitely come off as a responsible artist. How important is the microphone and having the attention of the followings that, you know, artists tend to get? Like how important is your message to them?
Man, it's very important. The mic is so serious, and that's why I think separates different artists. Cause some, you know, you got some guys in respect everybody take their lane. You know, you got your guys that want to talk about the stunt, and you got mm-hmm. the guys want to talk. Everybody got their lane and what they want to talk about. You get money providing your family. That's dope. You know, man. So I rock with it all. So, but at the same time, like I said, when you talk about a different cut, when you talk about the message, especially for me. I give you the fun. I treat my music like vacation music.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear my music, you know, you're gonna go wherever you want. You know, you can go
mm-hmm.
if you wanna go sad, I'm a geezer, I might have something for that. You wanna go mad, you wanna go here, you wanna have fun. Majority of the time I wanna, you know, mm-hmm. make it fun for you, even if you're having a bad day. Like I'm putting on some trouble, man. I feel like mm-hmm. getting a laugh or something. You know, you got the records for that or if you wanna dance and stuff. But and then I always, especially with Genesis Project, I think that was a different one now. I dibbed and dabbed on some of my life. Things that I went through, like I got a song called Situations. That's actually my next video mm-hmm. where I talked about why I got robbed. That was the craziest thing that happened for me. That was the last thing that happened to me before I left Memphis, because the person who set me up was somebody that was close to me. It was a girl that I'd known since seventh grade.
Memphis
so I'm gonna reenact that video mm-hmm. of that's the thing that's gonna be the most amazing video for me ever. Even the directors and the people, the amount of money what we spend on just everything about it, because mm-hmm. we're shooting it from Santa Ana and Atlanta, so we're gonna be, you mm-hmm. know, it's a like two city video shoot
mm-hmm.
and but I'm reenacting the whole thing, and I talked about it in the song. It's very deep, and those things I think are important when you talk about the message and the power of the mic
mm-hmm.
because you want to leave your imprint mm-hmm. in this world. You don't want to just when you leave, you know, one day, you know, we all leave, you don't want to leave your legacy be like, oh man, all you talked about was cars, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to know who you were. You know, if you gonna speak on this mic, let them know who you were, and some they can remember you by that. Like that's your impact, that's your legacy.
You got kids?
I ain't got none yet. Nah, I got a dog, little Rambo.
Let me ask you this.
No kids yet, though. No kids yet.
Okay.
Did you ever pay for these showcases that the artists pay for? Talk about how. What do you think?
Yeah.
About that?
Oh man, I went through all that. The paying. You know, I went through so much with it, and to where I went through some experiences where it make you like question if you want to keep doing it. You know, mm-hmm. I spent like probably like $1,000 one time for a show flew out to a whole another city for the show. And then the promoter was like, hey, the show off. You know what I mean? Like, wow. We need
no
doing.
Money back? Nothing oh, back.
Thank God I got it back because I've sent the money through PayPal.
Okay.
So shout out to PayPal because they better let you get their reimbursement.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I was smart about how I did that. I made sure I watched it. But I went through all them that process of doing it. I think it's cool to an extent, knowing who you're dealing with and what type of show you're paying for.
And what are you paying for?
I hate to see artists, because that's something I want to open up eventually for artists. I'm going to do something like that, but I don't want them to pay. I want to be able to give artists an opportunity. When I get to a certain point, I want to be able to open the door where they can perform for a crowd, you know, for a big crowd of people. Mm-hmm. And if they do pay for something, they're paying for their own promotion, like posters and stuff, not paying for the show. Right. But paying for process and stuff like that, because I went through that. I know how it is. But if you're going to pay for a show, pay for something that's really worth it. Don't pay for something if you're going like for, no disrespect, but you're going to a hot wing bar or something, and you know there's only five people in there, and you charging an artist $200, and he ain't really fun to get. It ain't going to transcend his career in no way. Mm-hmm. You know, he just paying, you know, he just using that bill money to pay for something, and his dream ain't going to escalate in no way when he leave there. It's cool that he got the five people. That's cool. But if you're paying something like $200-$300, you know, you should be able to open up for a Yella Beezy or just an artist that got some kind of something, you know.
Or have some industry.
Yeah, some kind of industry exec there. Something like that. A radio station. Mm-hmm. Somebody there that can give you a money worker. These, you know, people out here working hard for their money. And, you know, I just hate to see people spend their money on something that they ain't going to get their work.
That's real right there.
Yeah, that's why we do it. We offer the artists opportunity to make money with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. See, I love that. So, I love that. Way, yeah.
You know.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm an artist. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what comes from with that.
Believe in that paying stuff.
No doubt. Hey, man, it's definitely being an honor and a pleasure, man.
Man, appreciate it, man.
Tell them about that Genesis Project and when it's dropping.
Genesis Project, man, it's coming in June, man. It's a special project. Mm-hmm. I can promise you that. I didn't take no shortcuts. You take shortcuts, you come up short. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. I worked hard on it. It took me about a year and a half. I put it together between singles I done and stuff like that. Got a lot of love on it. Shout out my uncle, Project Pat. Swamp Izzo bring you in. You know, he said a powerful message about me that that you definitely want to hear. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then just the things on the record in terms of what I did performance wise, it's a lot of fun and you getting a lot of me. And then I gave some Easter eggs about my life in there, some things I experienced that I'm gonna really dig into that when I give you the album. Mm-hmm. But I gave you some Easter eggs to get you warmed up for it. And but it's a lot of fun, man. It's got some fun stuff on there. Also, you know, some cool stuff that you want to do. If you want to listen to deep stuff, and a lot of stuff you can relate to. You know, like I got a song called Pockets, and they're basically talking about, you know, how you working hard every day, especially your artist and whatever, you know, a DJ or whatever, how you work hard every day to do what you do to make sure that your pocket's straight and your family pocket's straight. So, and it's a lot of relatable things on there, you can do. And then I got some stuff that I'm talking to the women about, from our perspective and some things that they might express, to us that we need to hear out as men and give love to. So it's pretty cool.
That's real right there.
That's
no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all heard it first right here on It's Bigger Than Hip Hop. Trub Chef in the building.
Yes.
Get that top. Genesis Project. She fell in love. Y'all heard it all here, y'all. It's going down.
That's it. It's bigger than hip hop.
No doubt. No doubt,
baby.
No doubt, man. Continued success, yo.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
And you out here in the A, you definitely got to stay connected, man. Like you said, we'll be doing some things, so we're going to reach back out.
Man, I love it, man. Yeah. I told my team, I was like, I had to get up here. Mm-hmm. You know, I really appreciate it. Can't thank you enough. And I'm definitely going to be connected. I'll be up here. Y'all going to see me all the time. Many times y'all want. All
right.
Yeah, I'm here.
That's what it is. It's bigger than hip hop. Until next time, peace and love, family.
Ow.
Peace.
Yeah.
My pockets brandin' laced it. Yeah, I was running on 100. Big steps so you can hear me coming. I don't talk about it if I ain't done it. That'll really make me look funny. Yeah, everything I do is iconic. Everything she do is hydraulic. My money ain't there, I'ma go psychotic. You gon' make a real nigga hurt somebody. Don't get out of pocket, I load up my rocket. I'm ready to blast, but my hoe try to stop me. I told her to move and she said don't be cocky. Whenever I'm ballin', bitch, don't try to block me. Walk like a zombie when I smoke that Gambi. When I show these bitches get wild as Jumanji. I'm dropping that new guess, I'm getting too clumsy. I got to rap, call it a mommy, okay. All I know is go hard on them. I can't comprehend easy. I gave a dick and went hard on her. Now she say she don't need me. Yeah, some of these bitches too greedy. But I don't care cause I'm eating. When the money's high, you can't see me. When you get this fly, you just leave them gone. You like to play like the Mex games. I'm moving on to the next thing. You play with bitches like chess games. I'm trying to go get some money, man. Gave me your heart, now you looking strange. Well, I'm running off in the fast lane. Show you how I'm running thing. Let me show you just how I'm running thing. Running, 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 running. Can't be walking when you're getting the money. All they talking tough, forget you done. You in the back, but you out here front. Yeah, I'm trying to cop a little something. And they priced it for 600. But I'm cool with the plug, so I don't.
Peace and love, family.
You are listening to It's Bigger Than Hip Hop Radio.
And it's presented like a jewel.
Enriching, encouraging, and engaging our youth. Here on iHeartRadio. With influential guests such as Susan Taylor.
We're a community in crisis, and we have to step up. We have to stand up. We have to speak up. We have to work together.
Jasiri X.
And then because we have Facebook and Twitter and we're able to share this information, the information is getting out there more.
Dr. Julia Hare.
Because we live in a racist society, and you can get arrested, black boys, for walking while black, thinking while black, driving while black, and anything you're doing while black.
Dick Gregory.
I can go and tell you why this program you have is so beautiful. That one, truth don't never have to be validated by ignorance. Exactly. But ignorance will never validate truth.
This is It's Bigger Than Hip Hop Radio. Tune in every Friday from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on WWWEAM.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.